So, Vicky, first of all, for anyone who doesn't know already, what is Be Well and what do you do?
Be Well is a community interest company working within Glossop and Hadfield and all the local area, providing gentle exercise sessions. And over the last 5 to 7 years, I would say, we've done lots of intergenerational work in the local homes and residential buildings.
What does intergenerational mean, and how important is the work you do in that area?
So obviously to me the work is very important, but you see it through like what we have done and the people that it affects and the people that it makes a real difference to. So intergenerational is combining the generations together and building the relationships between young people and older people, sort of breaking down those barriers and the fear that children have of older people. Obviously the older generation nowadays isn't as old as the older generation was, especially like when I was little. So there's quite a massive gap between tiny people and older people. And actually when you get them together, there's really not that much of a gap at all. So it's sort of breaking down those barriers between those. The mental and physical well-being differences are massive. Like you just have to go in and see the work that we do to see the difference that it makes.
You've worked with a number of local nurseries and residential homes. You started to work with schools as well recently. Can you briefly summarise some of the work you've done and who you've worked with in the area?
Yeah, so we've worked with Southview Day Nursery for a long, long time now with Whitfield House. And they actually visit weekly and they have a really good relationship with the residents now. So they meet each other every Thursday morning. And then we've also worked with Regency Hall in Hadfield. They were partnered with Little Stars Day Nursery. So we tend to keep the nursery and the home like quite close to each other, so it's literally the partnering one. And then we've also worked with Willowbank Care in Hadfield, run by the lovely Sarah, and they are partnered with Ken Weed, who is at Hadfield Nursery School. So those two partnerships, they've been like solid for a year, visiting each other just when everything obviously raised after COVID. We've also, in the past, started all the work with Gamesley Primary School and Gamesley Early Learning, which I don't think exists anymore. But so we work with those. We're hoping to work with Duke and Norfolk. We're working with Dintin School in a couple of weeks. And we're hoping to work with most of the other primary schools as well.
So what's some of the work that you do with the school?
So for the last year with Hadfield Nursery School and Little Stars and Southview Day Nursery, we've taken them in every once a month and we sort of plan the session between the residents and the children. So we go and get the residents and bring them down and mix them with the children. So it could be anything, like we had a chicken expert in once showing them all how to look after chickens. We also do Easter egg hunts and we get really kind donations from people like Christine Clark at Tesco in Glossop, and we put loads of work into making it a real like memorable experience for the children and the residents. So we've done sports days, which was a bit of a scary one, and when you've got 80-year-olds running with a spoon. And yeah, we do all sorts of stuff, but we try with the schools going forward, we want it to be a bit more structured, obviously work with the school's curriculum. And when we do work with the schools, get the whole school involved. So every student will meet every resident at these care and residential places. But obviously that takes quite a long time.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
So now the focus is obviously trying to make sure that this work can carry on.
Yes.
So can you explain the current sort of financial situation that Be Well's in?
Yes. So the financial situation that we're in is not a good one. No, we rely on grant funding, always have. And we've, for the last 3 years, been funded by the National Lottery. But the 3 years funding that we got had to sort of be compressed into 1 year, thanks to COVID. So that runs out in April. It's already been extended by the National Lottery, but that runs out in April, meaning from April, we've got no money to do intergenerational work at all. Of course, we have applied for grants. We have applied for continuation funding. The money just isn't there. So we've never, ever done a crowdfunder before, and it's quite a daunting thing to do. And obviously, it's a big ask to the community. But we're going down the road of crowdfunding to try and enable us to carry on the work that we do. Because otherwise, the work just disappears, and we've worked so hard to build these relationships. We just really don't want it to stop.
So how much do you need to raise, and so what will the money go towards?
So we've put the crowdfunder on for 10,000, so that would cover the existing three nurseries and three homes that they're partnered with, and also include building a new partnership with Duke and Norfolk Primary School. Obviously, the other two primary schools that we want to get involved with, we're looking at probably need 15,000 in total to add them on as well. So another 5,000 on top of the 10. But we've just put the crowdfunder on for 10 because literally every single penny makes a difference. So any amount of money at this stage makes a difference. The money will all go, because we're non-for-profit, it all goes back into making these projects work, making them successful. We want to up the visitation to twice a month rather than once a month. So obviously it's double the planning of sessions, double the equipment that goes into sessions, double everything, basically. And we just really want to make these relationships strong enough that we're involved for a year. And then after a year, hopefully the relationships, then we don't need to fund. They can just carry on to do themselves.
Mm-hmm. You've already had lots of support through the crowdfunding page, haven't you? And
from
people, from businesses and from councillors as well.
Yeah, definitely. So we've had loads of meetings over the last week with councillors and stuff. And we've got some promised pots there, which is always nice. And we've had really good support from the local community. Obviously, I know everyone's in a bit of a financial crisis. That's no shock to anyone. But Glossop Roundtable, they've donated £250. Flair Rugs gave us £250, which is fantastic. And we've just had loads of lovely donations and kind words of encouragement just from normal members of the community, which is always really, really nice to see and does make you go, yes, we are doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. So if people listening want to donate, where will they find the GoFundMe page?
So we have a Facebook page, Be Well CIC, so you can find it on there. We also share it on all the Glossop pages, so Glossop Dale, local businesses and jobs, Love Glossop, all those pages, we try and just share it once a week on there. And obviously they can go to Glossop Chronicle and find the article in there, which will be being published this week, and find the link there and the QR code.
And do you have any other fundraising ideas or events planned? Obviously, I don't think you've got this crowdfunding page, but yeah. Is there any other things you've got planned as well?
We haven't really got any fundraising planned, just because it's not really something that we've ever done before. We are working closely with the nurseries and schools and stuff, so they've got the QR code for the donation page on their door at nursery. They've sent it home to parents and stuff like that. Because obviously, ultimately, at the end of the day, the children really benefit from it as well. So if every parent gave a pound, you're talking quite a lot of pounds for the amount of children that we see, because it's hundreds and hundreds. And yeah, we are always looking for fundraising ideas, but we are also very aware of people's financial situation, including our own, and don't want to put that pressure on people.
So if everyone just gave a very small amount, as many people as possible did that, at least that would make a difference.
Yeah, literally, and like Tesco says, every little helps. I'll probably get in trouble for that, but literally, a pound, 1p, it all makes a difference, doesn't it? Because it all adds up together. You know, some people are more fortunate and can donate more, and some people can't. So another way that we do make money to continue things, slightly off the record of the intergenerational stuff, is the exercise sessions that we run. So for example, I've just got back from running a walking netball session, which is £3 per person. I had 9 people this morning. Obviously, you have room hire costs, you have staff costs, you have every cost that every business and whatever has. But any money that, so say we make £27 at a session and we make a profit of 6, that £6 goes instantly back into the company. So that'll go towards maybe buying, I don't know, paint for the playgroup, or buying cleaning wipes to clean the equipment after the children have been, or it literally, every single penny that we're getting goes back into it. And I think sometimes people think, like, you're making money, but we're really not. We just want to make a difference and put it all back into the community. That's all we're here to do.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention as well?
I just want to thank everyone for their support. We would be really, really grateful. Even if you can't donate, if you do go onto Facebook, even if you share the post, because you don't know who you're going to share it to. My sister, for example, shared it on LinkedIn, and I got £150 off a random man on LinkedIn, which is fantastic. Sharing it on Instagram, sharing it basically everywhere. I'm hoping to get the word out a bit more and even print off some QR codes in the community. But yeah, I just really want people to know that it's not... I hate sounding like I'm playing, but I am. I really want to save this work. I think it's really important. We've got local councillors on board. We've got all the schools on board. Everybody's saying, please, please don't let this work stop. So we need to work together and not let it stop.
Fingers crossed. Thanks so much, Vicky. Thank you.